But first, our top story. The police will have time till Sunday to solve the rape murder last week of a 31-year-old doctor at Kolkata's RG Corps Medical College, failing which the CBI will take over the case. This is what Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has said today. Now, the deadline for the state police, whom Ms. Banerjee backed and praised as the best in the world, comes amidst intense political pressure by the BJP.
Countrywide outrage over the rape and murder of a doctor at a Kolkata hospital. Resident doctors went on a strike in several cities, demanding justice and protection. A second-year postgraduate medical student in Kolkata's RG Carr Medical College and Hospital was raped and murdered in the premises on Friday. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee met the student's family members on Monday.
Amra hospital theke head of the department, the chief department, takeo shori diyechi. Ebong police poste je SCP chilen, takeo shori diyechi. Shobaike shorano hoyeche. এবং ডগ স্কোয়াড থেকে শুরু করে ভিডিও থেকে শুরু করে ফরেনসিক ডিপার্টমেন্ট থেকে শুরু করে সবাইকেই ইনভলভ করা হয়েছে যাতে খুনি গ্রেফতার হয় এবং দোষীরা শাস্তি পায় এবং আমি চাই পুলিশ যত তাড়াতাড়ি সম্ভব দোষীদের গ্রেফতার করবে আর রবিবার পর্যন্ত যদি তারা কুলকিনারা করতে না পারেন কারণ ভেতরেও তো অনেকে আছে তাহলে এই কেসটা আমরা আমাদের হাতে রাখবো না আমরা সিবিআইকে দিয়ে দেবো
The Trinamool Congress from the beginning has said that if the family demands a CBI probe, the government will not oppose it. While the medical superintendent has been removed and the principal has resigned, the police have also removed an assistant commissioner of police who was posted at the hospital. While the Kolkata police have arrested the accused and recovered crucial evidence, like a Bluetooth headset and blood marks on the shoe of the accused, questions have been raised whether there are other accomplices. The Kolkata Police Commissioner clarified.
Incident er jonno, we are extremely sad, anguished and angered. We are with the family members, doctors and whatever needs to be done from our end, we are following a very transparent process of investigation. Jodi ora ode kono kichu demand thake family members e And as far as this thing is concerned, we are following a very, very transparent investigation here.
The BJP has demanded a CBI probe and the protesting students say the investigation should not take time to complete. But the case has brought doctors and medical students on the streets amidst safety concerns.
This is not the way medical can function. We can't have the lady doctors who are insecure and unsafe in an environment of a medical hospital. So it's just not acceptable. We just cannot take this and justice has to be served. The culprits have to be arrested.
Protests across Kolkata against what is being seen as one of the most heinous crimes against women that this city has witnessed. And therefore, this is one of the largest protests in recent times in Kolkata. With thousands of people marching from College Street to RG Carr Hospital, demanding justice at the earliest and safety and security for women at the workplace, especially doctors. With camera person GD Shankar in Kolkata, Saurabh Gupta, NDTV.
Well, joining us now, Dr. Aparna Mahanta. She's a protester in Kolkata, also a general physician. We're joined by Dr. Kumari Archana, a protester in Delhi and a senior resident at the Department of Neurology at Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital. Radhika Gehra is with the BJP. Geeta Luthra, senior advocate in the Supreme Court of India. Saira Shah Haleem, the well-known activist. Nirmal Kaul, former Director General of Police. And Tausifur Rehman, spokesperson of the Trinamool Congress. Dr. Mahanta, let me come to you first. The Trinamool says that give us a few days, the state police will sort out the case, then go to the CBI. Is that response satisfactory?
I don't feel that is a satisfactory response. This should have been fastened up by the CBI because the closure needs to be done as soon as possible for the parents and for the society at large.
Mohammad Tawsifur Rehman, how would you respond to that? Why the delay? The culprit in this case, the main person alleged to have been involved in this has already been arrested. Details of this have also emerged. Why the delay in either prosecution or handing it over to the CBI if you're not satisfied with where things are going?
Sir, first of all, it is not about satisfaction, you know. And we do understand whatever the esteemed panelists have their view today, we totally respect that and we totally accept that as well. Even the protesters sitting outside Arjikar Hospital, they have a valid demand. There is nothing against which is going right now. But yes, we do have to understand, if you see the CBI's success rate, it is very less. I mean, this is why the Kolkata police and the West Bengal administration doesn't want to believe in CBI. But in the very first day, the Honorable Chief Minister of West Bengal, she clearly stated that whatever happens and whatever the demand is, if there has to go to CBI, CID or whatsoever, central government, state government, we are ready for an open investigation as well. But at the same time, you know, it is most saddening, and whatever happened inside Arjikar Hospital is not accepted. Yes, the security labs have been there, the CCTV was not there, there was not a resting room. See, we are not running behind for anything. The administration has said that yes, something has happened, that this is why the result is there. You know, but at the same time, if you want to make a political agenda out of it, you know, but it is a very sad thing. You know, this is not the day that being a spokesperson of Trinamool Congress, I should sit on TV and do whataboutry. The main thing is about the result. This is why the Honorable Chief Minister has said that give us 72 hours or 4 days and the result will be there, as within 18 hours, the main accused is behind the bars and he has accepted as well. But again, yes, there must be more people, you know, and there has to be certain tests, there has to be certain program has to be done, and we have to go with it. But if you just want to divert the whole
All right, so you're saying don't politicize this. Let me get a response from Radhika Khera of the BJP. Radhika, this is hardly a political issue. There is justice which is moving in Bengal. An arrest has been made. They're asking for a couple of more days. Does this necessarily have to be, you know, bring the CBI versus don't bring the CBI?
I don't understand how can TMC and the government and the chief minister just get away by saying, oh, we've been doing something, the person has been arrested and the investigations are on. Why are we not talking about why West Bengal consistently reports the highest number of brutal crimes against women? It is an ongoing thing. You cannot forget what happened in Sandesh Khali, and I am, what concerns me even more is, what if this turns into a Sandesh Khali and there is pressure? I did not speak in...
One second, Radhika, you know, go ahead. Radhika, go ahead.
Such a topic like this, it's very sad that the TMC spokespersons have to come in between when we are talking.
No, they won't, but carry on with your point.
It's a matter of grave concern.
Yeah.
It's a matter of grave concern that it is only after coming under pressure from the doctors that Mamata Banerjee's government got into work. And then they started saying, "Arey, we will hang the culprit should be hanged." But how are we forgetting that the principal of the college, who was that person, the same man who she protected, and he was transferred when earlier there were cases of corruption on him and she was continuously protecting him, and then he was sent back over here. Why are people at the helm of affairs, why are those people always there who have been accused of some malpractice or the other, and then that man went and questioned the character of the victim, which is very unfortunate. Now she's saying, we've removed them. But that is not the solution. What the solution is required by the country, by West Bengal, by the women of West Bengal, is that why is this happening again and again?
All right. Now, that's a fair question, and we'll talk about that, Radhika, in a moment. But Geeta Luthra, I just want you to reflect a little bit on what we know on the primary accused in this case. The man, his name is Sanjoy Roy, accused of this rape and murder of this medical student. He was not a hospital employee, but was frequently on this campus. Let's bring out those graphic points. He frequented this campus. He worked as a civic volunteer with the Kolkata police. Apparently, he floated around with a shirt which said KP, Kolkata police, with a motorcycle with a Kolkata police sticker as well. He'd volunteered. He joined the police disaster management cell. He was shifted to the police welfare cell. He moved to the police outpost at RG Medical College. Apparently, he was part of a racket charging money for admission. He charged patients' relatives to find beds, not just in this one hospital, but if they didn't get it here, apparently, he'd help them find beds elsewhere as well. The fact that he was associated with the police fairly directly, you know, doesn't this, ma'am, really, really concern you? Geeta Luthra.
Yes, of course, it's a major concern. And this thing of there being touts outside major hospitals because of the paucity of beds, because of the paucity of medical care, is rampant throughout India. It's actually happening throughout India. So how do you secure the fact that those people who purportedly pretend to be volunteers are sifted properly? They are, so this is shocking. It's like Nirbhay's incident. It's as shocking, as gruesome, as terrible as that incident. There's nothing less about this incident, if you see, and it's very correct. There have to be CCTV cameras everywhere, ultimately, except for areas which are private.
But you know, ma'am,
women,
it is interesting, Geeta ji, that it's interesting that there was a CCTV camera which actually caught this man entering at about 4 or 2 a.m. in the morning and exiting as well. And it was, you know, this Bluetooth device which he'd left over there near the victim. It had been paired to his phone. So, you know, this instant match had been made. So in this particular case, at least, we are where we are today because of that technology, right?
So the question then, I mean, maybe I'm jumping the gun and answering a question. But the question then is, see, all of police, the senior police levels, are IPS officers who are manning, whether in Delhi, whether in Calcutta, whether in Bombay, any place. They are in IPS officers who are having a cadre of their own, and some are having the Arunachal, Delhi, etc. cadre. Now, you can't be faulting. You have to tighten the accountability of the police, because the sub-inspectors and the constables, obviously,
absolutely,
who are selected, this is something we've been saying all the time, that you have to have extremely trained and qualified people. But these volunteers become a risk because they haven't done due diligence.
And he's been operating apparently with impunity for a while now. I just wanted to go across to Nirmal Kaur, former Director General of Police. Ma'am, the fact that this attack was carried out in such a brazen manner inside this this hospital itself, you know, do you believe that this was a lone wolf attack, or do you believe that this was part of something more systemic where others may have been involved?
Definitely it's a systemic failure. And this man, the person they have caught, Sanjay Roy, he's some kind of a special police officer. He's working, he's cooperating with the police, and he's some kind of deputed there by the police, was there on the police post. And he's, of course, also a tout, fixing things around the hospital, as you said, from admissions to beds. But the fact is that he was some kind of a para-law enforcement authority. He was a special police officer. And, you know, if that person in such a fiduciary position rapes the girl, you know, and that too in an institution like a hospital. She's on emergency duty, she's at night duty, and she's in a seminar hall. I mean, she's very much, you know, in an institution which should be at night, you know, which works 24/7. So why should there not be any drill or SOPs or any practices or traditions which keep women and men both safe at night? And these kind of people, that means obviously he was not vetted by the police. He is masquerading as a law enforcement person, as a para, as a special police officer. Not masquerading, he's actually a special police officer. And he's actually a psychopathic individual. And if you see the injuries of the girl, you know, the collarbone is broken, neck is broken, very grave injuries. So, I mean, either this man is very strong, or maybe there are other people also.
No, but that's exactly my point. Saira Shah Haleem, given the nature of the attacks, the brutality of the attacks, unfortunately, for years and years, we've been reporting something like this. Is there not a real concern that this wasn't his first victim? There is every possibility that he may have attacked others as well.
Yes, definitely.
So, good evening, Mr. Singh. As you can say, as the doctors and medical personnel across the board, across India, are on a strike demanding for justice for the poor victim. Now, how does the CM of West Bengal...
Saira, we'll come back to you in a moment. Your audio is a bit bad. I'll come back to you in a moment.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
One second. We'll just fix that and come back to you. In just a second, I'll come back to you. And as I do that, I must ask a larger question. Dr. Kumari Archana, there are patients across the country, your first responsibility as a doctor is to your patients, you know what I mean? And yet doctors across the country have gone on strike effectively. Everybody feels hurt, but is that necessarily the right thing to have done?
Yeah, very well, we know our duties. So that's why we haven't interrupted the emergency services. But the first thing is, if we are not safe, then how are we going to save our patients? So if we are not safe in our second home, a hospital is a second home for a doctor. So if a woman, if a doctor is not safe in her duty doctor room, then where is she safe? And if the government has failed to provide us security, then how can we help the patients? And I would like to request the society that please don't take it as a doctor and government fight. It's about the women's security. It's Nirbhaya Part 2. This was a gang rape, and I must tell you that two people's semen specimens were found from the body of the victim, and they are trying to cover it up, and the arrest which was made, that is most probably a scapegoat. So the real culprits, they are being covered up. They have tampered the CCTV footage also. They have hurriedly cremated the body also. So we are afraid that within 1 week of time, which Mamata Banerjee has asked for, they will tamper all the evidences. And then CBI will be left with nothing to prove.
Ma'am, so it's an important point, Dr. Archana, that you're saying that on the basis of what you've seen and read, that this was a gang rape. This wasn't a man alone wasn't involved. There were others. And that is borne out by the nature of the injuries.
Not only the nature. First, one single person can't commit rape and throttle a female without any weapon. There were no weapons used. The first thing. Second thing, from the body of the victim and from the scenario, two people's semen has been recovered, and the hairs were also of two people. So till now, we know that at least two people were there, and we don't know how many people. We have got the news that the CCTV footage camera, it was seen that 3 to 4 people were there present, but that has been tampered. And so how can we be satisfied that the state government, which has told that why the girl was a psycho and comments like that, that is going to do justice to the girl?
No, but so that's just the biggest concern, isn't it? One of the biggest concerns, Geeta Luthra, when a woman is a victim, she is shamed. It just happens all the time, over and over and over in our country. Shaming, the victim shaming is something which is just part of the basic sexism which exists in our society. How sad, how terrible that now in 2024, so many years after Nirbhaya, we keep talking about something as absurd as this. But again, it's happened over here.
Yes, it's actually unforgivable. And Supreme Court has said this, I think sometime 75, that, you know, a victim's sole testimony is good enough. Because there were these cases happening where victim shaming was happening, the court said that person's a victim, she's not an accused, she's not a person who needs to have another person corroborate what's happened to her. But unfortunately, the fact is you have to be more careful about women's safety. We can't be working 24/7, we can't be working shoulder to shoulder if we are not living in a safe environment. So I feel that what the doctors are saying is absolutely right. I'm not commenting about CBI and about the state police, but if there is tampering here, then you definitely... Look, the police is virtually the same, whether you have state police or CBI. You need a very senior, responsible person. Look at the team that was set up in Nirbhaya. It was an impeccable team, huge, big team, which was set up in that case, and which did every scientific investigation and examination. Every bit of material was saved. You can't be having a person saying that only there is one accused if there is semen of two, there are hair of two. The lady is saying that there is tampering with the CCTV. This is shocking. It goes beyond anyone's imagination in a case of this
Saira
nature.
Shah Halim, would you like to come in? The fact that this is, it's likely a gang rape is what the evidence seems to suggest.
Yeah, so the evidence plays more than one person involved. And here the Federation of Residual Doctors Association, as they call for an open right protest. This is how the scheme of this world tries to bring justice to the victim by transferring Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, who the West Bengal, who was the principal of RJKR, college. Mm-hmm. She's merely transferred him as the principal of Calcutta National Medical College, you know, within a few hours. So this is how she and her party, the Trinamool Congress, think that they're bringing justice to the poor victim. Here, when the entire country, when the doctors are on roads, she simply transfers the principal of RJKR College to another prestigious institution. So I think this whole justice being meted out is an eyewash. There definitely seems that there's more than one person involved, because here somebody has bled out the CCTV camera. The way this, doctor was raped and murdered was brutal. It cannot just be the work of one person. It seems that there's more than one person involved.
What has happened, yes. And hopefully there will be justice in this case sooner than later. And we'll keep tracking it. Thank you very much, all of you, for being with us.